When I was a baby, I watched many tourists from everywhere around the world coming to see the mountain gorillas when I was young. Observing that, I have asked the local administration what is important of this tourism. They have said the tourism brings to Rwanda money which is used in infrastructure, protecting the environment, in development of the local community, of all country in general, and to make research on animals, on plants, on birds, and so on. After staying a long time with the gorillas, I have seen that it's very important to protect them and their habitation. The place become too small, and most of the time they come out of the park in a field or belongs to the local community. They destroy the harvest belongs to the local communities. We must have a local NGO organizing how to protect them out of the park, managing the conflict between them and the local community. That's why we were thinking about creating a DEC. A DEC members are focusing on education, explaining why it's very important to conserve that place.
Hello, beautiful Sounders Planet community. It's amazing that you're listening here today again to our beautiful podcast. And I have a very special guest today, Jean Dayambagé. And I just learned how to pronounce the name. It's a person from Rwanda, and I am so, so happy to be allowed to interview you today. Jean, thank you so much for your time. For everybody who's listening today, Jean is the founder and coordinator of ADEC Rwanda, and ADEC means Action for the Development of Community Ecotourism. And this is a beautiful organization that I want to introduce to you all who are listening today, because it is an organization that we definitely want to support with Sounders Planet in the future. So you all can get to know Jean, his organization, his work, his dedication, and everything that is behind it. Jean was a long-term coordinator of the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund International, and he studied mountain gorillas for many years while protecting and tracking them on a daily basis. And when he stopped that work, he went back to his community and his roots to get more people involved in conservation. And that's what we will talk about today. So first of all, welcome, Jean. Thank you so much for taking time for being here in this podcast and sharing your story. It's amazing that you're here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Magdalena from Sounders Planet. As you see, my name is Jean Dayambagé, the legal representative of ADEC. ADEC is Action pour le Développement de l'Écotourisme Communautaire in French. It means community action about ecotourism and development around volcanoes, national park, and other protected areas in Rwanda. So it has been long time when I was thinking about the community around protected areas, especially Volcanoes National Park, where I have born. And in the year of 2017, I was thinking and observing local community around there about community development and conservation. When I was a baby, I watched many tourists from Europe, from America, from Asia, from everywhere around the world, coming to see the mountain gorillas when I was young. So observing that, I have asked the local administration what is important of this tourism. They have said the tourism brings to Rwanda the money which is used in infrastructure, in protecting the environment, in development of the local community, in development of all country in general, and to make very, very important thing like research on animals, on plants, on birds, and so on. So I have been in Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund almost 10 years.
Wow, 10 years.
Almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. My position was field data coordinator. Mm-hmm. I was in charge of data collection on gorilla behaviors, mm-hmm. monitor them day by day, receiving reports from field from all groups, which are belongs to the research. So after staying a long time with the gorillas, I've seen that it's very, very interesting and very important to protect them and their habitation.
That's what I wanted to ask you about gorillas. I love gorillas. I would love to see them. So one day I will definitely visit your country and yes. you can show me everything and tell me everything about the gorillas. As far as I know, most gorilla species are threatened and some even are critically endangered. I think the mountain gorilla is critically endangered. What are the main threats to gorillas and why are they in need of protection? How does protection even work for them? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the gorillas are in danger because of conservation and protecting them day by day, the groups or the number of them is increasing, but their habitation, where they stay in forest, the place become too small. And most of the time, they come out of the park in a field or belongs to the local community. They destroy the harvest belongs to the local communities, and they can also have the consequences like illness because they make contact with things from people while them stay in the forest. Mm-hmm. So about that situation of those mountain gorillas, we must have a small or let's say local NGO or international NGO organizing how to protect them out of the park, managing the conflict between them and the local community. That's why we were thinking about creating ADEC. Mm-hmm. ADEC members are focusing on those gorillas and local community there. Mm-hmm. Local community there needs more skills to know how to behave when gorillas are out of the park, for example. Local community there in past would like to use forest materials like trees to build their houses. Mm-hmm. It means they would like to cut bamboo, to cut other trees from forest to the community, using them in building of their houses and in a production of other products from forest. Also, local community there, some of them were poachers, mm-hmm. Killing animals, making snares there in forest. The snares could kill gorillas, could kill antelopes, duiker, and other animals. Mm-hmm. That's why ADEC is always with the local community there in different activities, education, explaining them why it's very important to protect there, to conserve that place. Mm-hmm. Explaining them, do not go in the forest to cut trees. Trees there, plantation can be destroyed and the habitation of those good species can be destroyed. How to maintain those local communities there? We try to organize or plan some projects, making them developed. Mm-hmm. That's why actually we have a project which is focusing on educating the young male, the young women there who give birth at their home, mm-hmm. maintaining them, teaching them how to make product from arts, how to make income from agriculture, mm-hmm. how to make income from different business, including explaining them always, please protect that place. We also collaborate with the local administration, means government, mm-hmm. and the government give sometime revenue sharing from tourists to those local community. Mm-hmm. When the government and the NGO give something from that forest, they understand Now, how it's very important to protect that area, those species, those mountain gorges. So I think that's
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I would like to add something for everybody who's listening today. That's one of the reasons why we support NGOs like yours, why we want to look for NGOs that are looking at the big pictures, not just going out there and telling people you are bad people because you do poaching, but going out there and helping people to understand the background, why it is so necessary to do something different and to find a way to make a real income from other things, so alternatives. And that's why I love so much what you do. That's why it is so important. And that's why we want to support you. So thank you, first of all, for everything you do there. Can you give us a little bit of an input about or share with us why did you change the organization? Like when did you switch from the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund International to creating ADEC? And why did that happen? Did you feel the need of creating something more at your own home, at your own communities, being closer to the people that you know from your home? Or what was the reason for that?
Yeah, that's a very important question, and it's very good to ask that question to me. So when I was in Diane Fossey, from field, I enter in the community and observing them, hearing what are they saying, and see what to do more to develop them and make them understand the importance of parks, animals, and biodiversity in general. So, first of all, I had a contract in the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund International. My contract gets the end. After getting the end, I back in the community. Backing in community, I feel staying with those community, keeping explaining them how much it's very important to protect the protected areas like parks, animals, lakes, and so on. I feel very happy to stay with the community, working with them to see how to help them, how to explain them, how to educate them, how they can be developed using natural resources and protecting our environment. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. That's really good. And how hard, I mean, you know, people from my hometown, many people create NGOs, they create associations, they want to do something good, they want to give something back. So many organizations are growing around here as well, which is beautiful. There are some things that we have to think about when creating an NGO, but I think people from my hometown have no idea how hard it can be in other places to create a foundation or an organization. In Rwanda, I can imagine it is a completely different story to create an NGO, to build it up, to make it, to legalize it, to keep it running. What kind of, let's say, obstacles or what kind of problems or topics are you facing on a daily basis by creating your NGO and keeping it alive?
Oh, that's good to ask me that. Here in Rwanda, our government is well organized. And to create local NGO, it's very easy. It's very easy just to consult the lawyers and see what you need to create NGO. So you make status. You must have the members who are clear about criminal cases. You must have members with good conduct and give the document from criminal records, observing that they are clear. There's no problem. And our government helps and assists everyone who is very interested by intervention of local community development. Government help us to do the status, choose nice members, orientation, infrastructure, and everything. Here it's not complicated. Just you make a status, you go to the criminal record, you choose the members who are interested, and the government assists. And after assisting you, they give you the registration certificate showing that you are allowed to operate in our country. And always Every year, we give the report to the government and we give the report to the people who supported, who donated the fund to complete the development project in the local community. Our government helped us to do that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing. And is it also not that hard to keep the organization running, or is it a bit more hard sometimes to get the funds, to get support? So how does that work so that you can really run your project? Because you're doing quite a lot of projects and community-focused approaches and invite people to join and share the like education about how important it is to keep nature alive and to keep the animals alive. This all needs, of course, also funds. How hard is that part of your organization to get funds? Do you find support and how?
Like I'm coming to you, that the government assists us to have a document allowing us to operate as an NGO. The government also help us in a training. Day by day, we make meeting with the local administration and a meeting what to do, how to develop this. Every 4 months, we make meeting with them, with the local administration, showing that our plan is this, our project is this, is running like this. Our government about keeping running the NGO assist us and allow us to do so. About funding, it's very, very difficult to have a funding because many donors or international NGOs or people with the money sometimes don't understand as well what we do, why we do that, where, something like that. You know, actually, we have many people who are interested on themselves instead of to be interested on community. So government assists to keep going on, operate with NGO, but about funds, it's still a problem. It's hard because they know some, most of the time they don't understand well how, where, who is managing this and this, thinking that maybe he needs money to eat alone, something like that. Having funds a problem. That's why as like ADEC, we were interested to address to you with the Sanus Planet to express us to the donors, to the people around the world about our project, about our community development and conservation activities in Rwanda.
So it's quite important that you have support from outside as well, right? Like our project, for example, can help you. Not yet. We are completely new connected, but it can help you that you can run your project. And that's what I am very, very happy about. And that's what I try to do the best way possible so that your organization can go on and can do the things that you're doing. What is the biggest, or how would you name the mission and the goals, the most important goals of your NGO? Probably it is, as I can hear it, to educate people, to involve them in acting. Or how would you call the most important goal of your NGO?
So, in brief, we are focusing on local community development and conservation. Why local community development and conservation? Two things are connected. If you conserve the natural resources, you can have the income from tourism. With income from tourism, government help us. Sometimes they make good infrastructure. Good infrastructure in different domains, like schools, roads, health center, hospital, and so on. So I think that with everything, by government, our NGO can operate easy with those infrastructure, with conservation, protecting the nature. So with the income from tourism, from natural resources, our local community must be developed in collaboration with our government and the NGOs. NGOs assist the government to maintain local community aware on basis of how to be developed with income from natural resources, which are protected by ourselves, like community. So we educate local community. We train them in different activities, like making a product from arts, like tailoring, like building, like many things. So about local community development and the conservation is our main point to follow and make our local community collaborate with the government in a good way and staying with them and make report day by day to the government to see how to ameliorate our lives in the community. We have a project to help young women who gave birth at their homes, to help young boys, young girls, to help women alone without a husband to be developed without using materials from forest, otherwise using the income from forest. From forest, why? How? With tourism, visiting nice places, lakes, gorillas, other animals, doing the research on plants, on birds, and so on. I think you understand everything.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So if people are listening here to this podcast, is there a chance that they can come to Rwanda and see the place and contact you? Is this also something you do? You show them around as well, or you connect them with ecotourism at your home? Is this also some part of your projects or for your work?
Yes. When the people from all over the world contact us about ecotourism, we orient them immediately because we are in touch day by day with government organization which is in charge of tourism. Mm-hmm. We receive those people immediately. We connect them to the people who are in charge in an easy way. Mm-hmm. Also explain them what we do with the government, what we do with our local community, and they support, they can donate after seeing and observing what we do and hearing as well our goal, our mission, objectives, and always we collaborate with government, services of government to ameliorate our activities day by day.
Nice.
Connect those people who want to make ecotourism or tourism, we connect them with the government. Because they will give to the government income, and with revenue sharing, with sharing those income to the local community, our community become developed. After to be trained by ADEC, by local NGOs, after most of the training, something like that, it will be okay. Thank you.
Where do you see ADEC in about 5 years or 10 years? What are the goals for the future for your organization? Do you have some plans what you are doing in the next years? Or is it mostly step by step on a daily basis evolving and changing?
Yeah. It's improving. From 2017 until now, we see the improvement of local community development. It's become very well because 80% of local community understand how much is very important to protect the forest, to protect animals, to protect mountain gorillas, to protect other species. 80% of them understand now because we make effort, we sensibilize them day by day, month by month, each year, always meeting them in a meeting with the government, and they can intervene to explain to the local community, to the people, what is important of conservation. What is the importance of conservation is their development. In how? Revenue sharing from tourism. They understand now some young boys back to school, some young boys now know to some activities like arts, how to build the basket, how to do this and this and everything. It's improvement. The improvement is remarkable in the area. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What would you advise young people to do if they want to really act on conservation? What is your impact advice, let's say, as a long-term conservationist? You for sure have some tips for young people. What to do, where to go to, what might be actions they can take to help, like, let's say, NGOs like yours, or to help nature and to help animals?
Yeah, when we meet the young people, we advise them to keep going on with the school, study, do the research, back to school for those who stopped in secondary or primary school. Also, them ask us the question that they don't have means. With donors, with the support, we give donation from international organization, from donors. We give them. We try to share with them, advising them to back to school, advising them to do some activities like artisanal, like how to build a house. We train them. We advise them to back to school, learn more about natural resources, learn more about how they can be developed using natural resources, using skills from school. And because of lack of means, most of them ask that question of how to back to school, because to school they will ask school fees, they will ask to pay something. That's why ADEC intervened to request donations from different people supporting those people in the training, and they can be developed themselves and understand how much they're very important to know this and this for their social economic development. Thank you.
Mm. What is on your personal level, like for you personally, what keeps you motivated to and inspired to continue with your work every single day? Because I can imagine you face a lot of challenges as well as NGOs. I know how it is. Me too. It's not always easy. So there are always challenges. There's always lots to do. There's always something that is not going the way or the direction we want it to go. Like, for example, you move a lot forward. You help the animals. You help the people. And then you get some setbacks, or you see something doesn't work out as you wish it to work out, and the gorillas need more protection, or the animals have the forest is cut down, and all of these setbacks. What keeps you motivated in the moments when it's not that easy? What is your inspiration?
Yeah, you said about challenges. The challenges are many, but there are many because of lack of funding. With the funding, here are the people. If you train them 3 months, 6 months, the group you train 6 months, they understand immediately. You have to take another team and train. You have to go in another sector, train them, another sector, and so on. Challenge is funds. Without funds, you cannot approach them. You can call them, come and I will train you in this, this, and this, and this. But they can hear you and accept to come. But means of transport, fees to buy material using in training, when some group of them understand how to make plantation of avocado for good health, improving security food, for example, they will ask, we need this, 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 and the challenge will be the funds. With the funds, we can do that. That's a big challenge we have for keeping going on our activities. About changing the way of this and this, it cannot be easy here, because as I said, government is here. You have said that you are going to do to work on local community development and conservation. Please don't go in this. We have to follow this. We have a very good government which is with us always to orient everything in a good way. Mm-hmm. As you said, you are going to work on development. See development. Please keep going on. Try to look for funds and do. Mm-hmm. About that, our government is there to advise us, to orient us, to keep going on working with them to develop our community, to develop our country. The big challenge is funds.
And I mean now also the motivation that inspires you, yourself, to do what you do. I mean, not the project itself, not the funds, not the money, not the problems with the money, but the motivation, what drives you to do what you do?
Oh, for myself, mm-hmm. is to build like a capacity building of my community. Also, without environmental conservation, you know, health. Mm-hmm. So I'm motivated by conserving, protecting the areas like forests, plants that make us or world for the good health. Mm-hmm. I'm motivated by that thing, very, very, very impressed by some countries, you know, desert in North Africa. It's not easy to survive there. But here we are, where we have trees, we have animals, we have a plantation, it's very easy to survive here. I'm motivated by those things. When I protect environmental, I protect you. I protect myself. I protect my community. I'm motivated by that. So let's say that on that issue.
Yeah, that's a beautiful motivation. Thank you so much. Is there something that you want to share with our community? Something that I did not ask you yet? Something that you really want to tell everyone to know? Is there some final words that you want to share? Some final information? Whatever it is. What else do you would you like to share with us?
Oh, okay. I would like to tell you that at the Action pour le Développement de l'Écotourisme Communautaire is a local community organization or local NGO which is focusing on environmental conservation and local community development. What I'm sharing with you, since we started working, we see that the improvement of our community is well, is very good. It's become good because of our activities, daily activities, monthly activities. So I'm sharing here my wish of inviting everybody, everyone who is interested by protecting nature resources here in Rwanda, like forest, animals inside, in protected areas, especially mountain gorillas and other species around our community. I'm inviting also the people from all over the world who would like to work or stay with our community there, training them, educating them, explaining them how much is very important to protect our environment because of our health, because of the health of animals, because of our development, to come and join ADEC and work together and see how our community, how our country, how our world can be developed with our mission. So everyone interested in conservation, in the local community, activities is invited. They are welcome. Contact us. You have our email. They can contact Sanus Planet. Sanus Planet with us. We can achieve something important for our world, for our community, and the natural resources. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. And I also want to share something with our community. So you heard the words of Jean. If you want to go to Rwanda, if you want to help, if you have informations that you want to share with the local communities, go there, check in, come together with organizations that are doing amazing work like ADEC. So help them, support them. And also be part of our project. Be part of our project of Sanus Planet on the Sanus app, and help us to get more funds together so we can help NGOs like ADEC, because that's something really beautiful. Thank you so much, Jean, for everything you do. And thank you for sharing and for your time. I know today in this podcast, I was editing a little bit because we had some internet troubles once in a while. So I will edit a few parts out and you will see that, or you will have seen and heard that. And that means even more to me that you took your time, you invested not just time, but also energy to make this podcast happen. And I want to thank you so much for that, because it's not everywhere the same situation that people sit on a computer and everything works. So sometimes there are some technical problems and you face them and you do it. And we came together and we made this podcast happening. Thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward to being able to support you in the future. And I wish you an amazing, beautiful day. And to everybody who was listening today, I'm very much looking forward to hear you in the next podcast again. So thanks to everyone for being here, and I wish you an amazing time in the meantime. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Sanus Planet, and your community. Oh, if you have some volunteers who would like to come here in Rwanda working with ADEC and with our community, they are welcome. And thank you very much for your time also. And sorry for a challenge of network and electricity, something like that. And more better. And let's keep stay with our community. We are together. And thank you, Sanus Planet community. Thank you, Magda, your team. And see you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.